The boogie train, it's a boogie thing. It's a boogie thing.
Welcome back, my friends. This is the second hour of the Saturday, December 8th edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. We're talking with Doug from Utah. I appreciate you calling in, Doug, and hopefully we'll get to the other caller soon. Thank you for being patient. One announcement regarding an email that I just intercepted. The Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar is available, but it's not available through me directly. It's available through my volunteer associate, Brian, at takenoprisoners@hush.com. The email address is takenoprisoners@hush.com, and you would simply ask in the subject line for Brian or in the body of the email, and he'll send you out the information, what the donation is, and the mailing instructions. So, again, that's takenoprisoners@hush.com. Now, if we've done everything correctly, then that order that's given to the defendant should be applied to the successor sureties. Typically, Doug, who would the successor sureties be in an administrative process that a patriot might conduct?
Well, one like this, I imagine clerk of the court, the judge in the case, and the whoever the prosecutor might be.
All right, the clerk and the judge for sure. Now, once the prosecutor has transferred the liability to the court, it's probably not necessary to include the prosecutor, but we do. And it could be someone in pretrial services, someone in probation, could be a warden, ahead of a prison system as well. All of those might be fiduciaries on various instruments and various administrative processes depending upon the case, correct?
I'd agree.
All right. So those administrative processes have been completed, and notice of those sureties, those new successors to the original surety, the presumed surety, namely you, my friends, is given to the enforcement people. And that's done with the rescission package, with a notice of rescission of the previous signatures if the party had been so ill-advised as to sign an appearance bond or something of that nature. And sometimes it's necessary just to get out the false forced confession, and then we undo it after. And the payment instrument, a durable power of attorney, an IRS form 1040V, as we discussed earlier in the program, the form 56, the surrender of the confessed successor sureties, the order to quash process, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So all of that's gone in, but nonetheless, they show up and they perfect an arrest. Well, let me suggest that there are ways to avoid that, and very often they will consider showing up to intimidate and make you think you're going to be arrested. We've had them show up frequently to give notice that if you don't report on such and such a day, you'll be arrested. Why do you think that's done, Doug?
Well, they're inviting my silence.
Perhaps, but it's an intimidation tactic. They are attempting, do they worry about arrests? I know a lot of cops who live to make the arrest. So why would they give you a warning? They would rather do the arrest. They give you the warning because they have a good feeling you're not going to show up and they will not have the authority for the arrest without without going into fraud and risking their own career. So, suggest that if we've tax documents, another nifty opportunity then to provide them for the notice.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friend. This is the second hour of Take No Prisoners. We're talking to Doug in Utah. So, Doug, there are two things that I would want to tend to. The first is, if I had used the rescission package, and it did not include a 1099 OID or a 1040V and a Form 56, I would add those to the package at the time I used them. But if the package did not include that, that would be a wonderful opportunity for a follow-up. What I would do in a case like that, or in a visit from a marshal or a sheriff warning me that that if the defendant fails to arrive, there would be an arrest, I would first of all recognize that that is a scare tactic. And so my answer would be, here is a payment instrument on the offer. Here is the 1099... your copy of Form 1099 OID indicating your taxable gain equal to the face value of the instrument. Here is a IRS Form 1040V to ensure the proper reconciliation. And here is a very specific durable power of attorney. Now, authorizing and instructing you to stand in the name place instead of the defendant, as well as the successor sureties, or to process the successor sureties. And I might even include one of those nifty affidavits or a deposition, which would be short and sweet. You know, not a Patriot affidavit, 10 pages long, 72 paragraphs, whatever it is, but it would be short and sweet, putting proof of claim upon him who, or the director of the service and whoever I'm dealing with directly or whoever visited, placing proof of claim on those parties that they are not liable for a false arrest in the event after this notice they fail to take the successor surety in to pay off the liabilities, to take the successor surety in the place of or as surety for the defendant debtor. That's what the successor surety is. It's a confessed party. That could be a short and sweet affidavit tied into Schedule D, the default stipulations, confessions, and admissions, and Schedule C, the confession of judgment.
Just one or two items?
There are many different varieties of things one might do. And it's not a matter of if you use item A or item B. You know, it's not a Chinese restaurant menu. What it is providing the most potent, non-hysterical, and forceful notice that there will be consequences if you effect an arrest by way of misnomer or fraud on the wrong party when you have received notice. Now, that means
that I'm not the party.
You have received notice of who the correct surety is. So that means that I might take the entire rescission package. I haven't mentioned this before, but I might take the entire rescission package and file it in the county. Now, that is public notice. I might take it and publish it in the newspaper. If I was facing 20 years in prison on a misnomer, I might publish the darn table of contents and the confession of the sureties or the notice within the rescission package in which the successor sureties are surrendered, and I might publish that in the newspaper. I would make it absolutely clear that party A, B, and C are the sureties. Now, if you want to effect an arrest on the wrong party, have at it. And in my letter advising them of this, dear sir, here's a copy of your 1099 of the IRS Form 1099 OID report, which was made this day on your taxable gain on bonded promissory note, secured promissory note, secured funding bond, whatever it happens to be. Annex Tier 2. Also, please find the Form 1040V to ensure proper reconciliation with IRS. Please be aware that copies of these materials have been placed in safekeeping with various co-creditors, or all subrogated rights herein have been assigned to various co-creditors who are prepared to act in my name place instead in the event of an unfortunate, and then you can fill in the blank.
Not threatening, just advising, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's never hysterical. An unfortunate circumstance whereby the an incorrect party is arrested in place of the defendant after you have received notice of the confessed libel party. Have a nice day. I want to make it absolutely clear. I might do it by deposition. I might do it by filing in the county. I might do it with a deposition then filed in the county. I might do it in a federal evidence jacket. So that would take care of all of the pre-possible arrest on the failure to appear situation. Now, that's some work. That'll take a couple of days. But at the same time, what if an arrest does occur? What, from our previous experience, can we use to our benefit to turn that into a strategic alliance rather than a negative event? The first thing is we can recognize that the arrest will be for new charges. They will be seeking to redraft. So we, if it was me, I would have a comprehensive administrative process, probably by way of a commercial lien, or option 4 in stage 1 presentation folder. And I would have that literally ready to go with all the parties' names filled in, other than the name of the specific name of the document, that the instrument that they're using to effect the redraft.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have a brand new administrative process ready to go, and it might be one that gives them 3 days. All of that would be sitting, ready to be issued, possibly on a computer. I would also have all of my files backed up in various different places so that my work continues after a scenario of that sort. And I've taken those precautions in my own case. I would have other public procedures in place to be able to, within a 24-hour period, put pressure on the other side. And here's how I might do it. I think if I was in the position of an officer who had received notice with a bond, whether it's a promise or a note or whatever, notice that these are the liable parties, and I went ahead and effected an arrest on someone else because their name was similar. Imagine that. The name is similar, so I'm going to arrest you. Why not just troll down the street? Why not just set up a roadblock? If it's John Smith, why don't you set up a roadblock and wait for another John Smith to come along? Well, your name, your first name John, yes, your last name Smith, fine, come with me, we're placing you under arrest. We don't care who you are, because that's in effect what's happened, only worse, they received notice of the distinct legal status of those parties that they willfully and willingly confused, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So I would have in place the procedures on the public side that would be the most threatening to them, not in the sense of doing them physical harm, but in making them seek a way to undo their mistake. And I might even give them advance notice of it so they see. And the best procedure that I can think of is to have a subpoena in hand, so that 24 hours after they effect that arrest, that officer is subpoenaed under oath to answer certain questions. Now, the a typical subpoena would just command someone to appear. It certainly wouldn't list the questions. But if we convert it into a subpoena duces tecum, a subpoena for records, we can in effect telegraph the testimony that we will require in advance. And I believe I reviewed that on the program a week ago, either Saturday or Sunday. But very briefly, it might be there would be a variety of statements in the subpoena requesting certain documents and evidence. So it might say production of all records and evidence indicating a defect in certified public record number such and such, in which John Jones certified that Mr. Jones has confessed to being the successor surety. Same paragraph again. Evidence in which John Jones has of a defect in the certified public record, registered public record, in which John Jones, obviously a notary, has certified that Brian Smith received notice of the distinct legal status of the living man and the straw man. We'll pick this, folks, our music means a break is coming up. We'll pick this up after the break. Don't go away, please. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, my friends. This is the Saturday, December 8th edition of Take No Prisoners. We're talking to Doug on the phone, and we're getting into some of the prison extraction and prison preparation materials. I'm not sure what that bell was, folks, but let me just say that the information we're discussing today is actually equally applicable if one is already inside a public institution, debtor's warehouse, serving time as a presumed surety for the defendant debtor in a tax situation or one of these nonsense situations at where you believe you're a political prisoner. These procedures apply equally as well, especially what we're about to discuss. Doug, if I was in that kind of a situation, I would prepare for that arrest, even if I felt it was a bluff. And I would do that in the manner that I've just discussed, distributing my materials, making sure powers of attorney are around, that maybe even signature stamps or signatures in the computer that can be put directly on documents. And you've probably done some preparation like that.
Right.
Well, in addition, the real big issue would be, how do we overturn that arrest in the quickest possible manner? Because once they've clamped you into an iron yoke, your capability of responding is somewhat more limited. We're getting some background noise, I believe, off of your telephone line, Doug. So
I apologize for that. Someone's trying to call me on my cell phone.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
So what I would do is, in advance of that situation, I would make sure that I've created a situation where I already have subpoenas in hand. So imagine this. Imagine you're a public official, and you've received the initial administrative process. You've received the notary certificate that you are a liable party. You've then received the rescission package in which the successor sureties have been surrendered, including yourself. Not really yourself, your public straw party persona self. So, in effect, we're actually providing them with the same presumption that they provided us.
Mm-hmm.
You've received a 1099 at least twice, and a 1040V at least twice, once on the initial administrative process, once on the rescission process. Public notice has been given by filing the darn thing in the county. Everybody knows what's happening, and you go ahead and you effect this arrest anyway because you still think you can get away with this. Well, you know, no one knows that they're not different parties. And believe me, at this point, you know they are different parties. You have to because these papers have been provided to you and your superiors, and clearly you would have gone ahead and effected arrests on the 1099 OID and other forms if they didn't have credibility. They might even affect the rest if they do have credibility. That's why I say everybody's got to make their own decisions.
Right.
So imagine you go ahead and you effect that arrest on a Friday. And Monday, lo and behold, you receive a subpoena to appear in some venue somewhere. Not necessarily that case that you thought you'd be fighting in. You receive a subpoena for a collateral attack. And those could have been prepared in advance. A subpoena Dukes Peckham requesting you to provide any records or evidence of a defect in all of those public records. And to provide any evidence that you did not receive notice of the successor surety, to provide evidence that the successor surety was not surrendered to you on such and such a date, to provide evidence that you were not paid and indemnified for all of your lawful actions which might be construed. And that subpoena crosses your desk, and suddenly it's on a simple complaint or a confession of judgment in state court, or in another district, or in a circuit court by way of a writ of mandamus or a writ of prohibition, then their entire focus will turn around to being, how do we prevent this guy from testifying? And suddenly, this great moral United States of America, with all of its commercials on TV to join the army, and all of the Star-Spangled Banner being sung at all of these diversionary sporting events, suddenly the judge, the prosecutor, the marshals, everybody is drawn together to ask, how can we prevent this fellow from having to testify to the truth? Not a good situation for them to be in. It's at least a moral victory because at that point they know that they are scum of the earth if they continue along that vein. And in time, as Jesus taught us, that knowledge can take a terrible price on people and on a society. But by the same token, if you have a good party on the outside, such as yourself, you can force a testimony. You can come at him with notary subpoenas. You can come at the officials with notary subpoenas and a collateral subpoena for a civil lawsuit for damages for that arrest. And imagine, that lawsuit was filed a week ago, but they never received papers until just now. Why don't we pick up on that theme when we get back, Doug? That's an intriguing idea.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friend. So, this is getting intriguing. I was involved in a lawsuit about two weeks ago where a woman was named in the lawsuit, and she's been dead for 3 years. The suit was filed, I forget the exact amount now, I see so many of these things, but it may have been 6 months ago. But they just got around to serving the papers right before they're attempting to evict this dead woman. We see these things all the time. Their dates only matter when they're looking to use it to strike down a Patriot's papers. But when it comes to dates, they play fast and loose, of course. You can, in most courts, and you'd have to check the local rules, but you can file a case and then have X number of days to serve the summons and complaint. And in many jurisdictions, that's 120 days.
Uh-huh.
So a complaint could be filed in advance, asking for, it could be a confession of judgment, because in the administrative process, one has already perfected the confession of the other party that they've done these things. And that confession could be financial. It could be a confession on the affidavit of obligation or the facts of the case. You can put anything in there you want, of course, because they're going to confess by way of that notary certificate if they don't respond. It could be a simple affidavit of obligation that they fail to respond to and the notary certifies. But anyway, it could either be a complaint that's filed in a case for a civil lawsuit in state court. It could be a complaint that's filed in a case as a judgment by confession, so it's not really a complaint. The case is already done. It's a judgment. And then we'd be asking a clerk to sign off on that, and that literally could be used as an estoppel of his action or the confession. If one is successful at achieving that confession of judgment through the clerk, that court order could then be served upon him, giving him notice of what his liability would be in the event he goes ahead and executes the arrest. But if he executes the arrest and you haven't taken those precautions, then one could simply file a complaint the next day so you could have those papers ready. And it could be a civil complaint, it could be a criminal complaint, it can be both. There can be multiple cases and multiple subpoenas. If it was me, I would have a criminal complaint ready to go on the theft of funds in the Admiralty. I would have a criminal complaint ready to go on the arrest. And that's a simple three-paragraph complaint. On such and such a date, this party confessed to full liability on the instrument as successor surety. On such and such a date, the same party was given notice of the successor sureties and surrender of the successor sureties in paragraph 3. On such and such a date, despite notwithstanding the above, he effected an arrest on the wrong party, having received notice that he's the liable party. Talk about malfeasance or official misconduct. That would be the complaint. I might draw that up in advance and send him a copy of it before he effects the arrest. I might wait and spring it after the arrest, although that doesn't sound like such a great idea, but let's say I had prepared something like that but had not had the time nor the energy to provide it to the marshals. But I like to take preemptive strikes. So if we were smart, we might have provided this potential arrestor with a copy of the civil complaint and the subpoena ducis tecum. We might have supplied him with a copy of the criminal complaint under the terms of public policy for theft of funds in the Admiralty. We might have provided a copy of the criminal complaint for the false arrest, having received notice of who the sureties are. We might provide him with a copy of the a notary's deposition and or a notary's subpoena. By the way, there could be subpoenas attached to the criminal complaint to be executed by the grand jury. So there are a lot of public procedures that could be set into motion in advance. You hate to provide them notice in advance of those things, because then they can sit down in the back room with the senior counsel and the counsel for the service, whoever it may be, and say, well, let's prepare this in advance and that, and don't worry about that. It gives an opportunity to lawyers do what lawyers do best, and that's to advise other people that they're not at risk, because lawyers are so used to working within process, not in law. So I'm of a mind to suggest that it might be better to hold those things until the day after the arrest as the negotiation posture. On the other hand, that's a lot less pleasant for the principal. So there may be some of these items that can be telegraphed, such as the criminal complaint, and others held in reserve, just alluding to what might happen. Certainly, both of those criminal complaints provided as proposed draft copies for your editing at this time, to be personally presented to the grand jury and the grand jury foreman upon your fulfilling your threat that you made at the premises the other day, and that could be part of the affidavit and part of the criminal complaint. So those are just some of the measures that one might undertake and get you thinking along those lines. As to getting the fellow out of prison, Doug. That's really what you called about.
Right.
Yeah. The same procedures apply. We perfect an administrative process with notaries' judgments. We convert the liability. We surrender the successor sureties with a rescission of everything else. And if you've had access to the rescission package, you've seen that. Although it literally changes from day to day, it's improved, I would hope, from day to day. But the party that is incarcerated would have to execute either through the power of attorney or directly the rescission of signatures on all of the appearance bonds and all the other documents that may have been signed.
I have specific authority to do so in the power of attorney.
That's very good. I personally prefer the party himself to do it, but that's very good. If you're prepared to do that, that's adequate. That's what a durable power of attorney is. It's appointing you to stand in the name, place, instead of the defendant. Does that power of attorney have the right for you to appoint other powers of other attorneys in fact?
Generally it does. I don't believe
that might be a specific power that you would want to make sure is available, because the attorney then would be granting other power of attorney documents to have certain parties execute their wishes. By the same token, the administrative process that we use has a mirror image power of attorney. We have a self-executing power of attorney for the recipient of the administrative process, or for the fiduciaries on the instrument, which are usually one and the same. So that if parties A, B, and C were co-fiduciaries on a secured promissory note, then those three parties also, by inclusion in the administrative process that was used to present the promissory note or promissory notes, are now subject to a self-executing power of attorney, and we can literally come forth and issue orders in their name. Is that a high-risk maneuver for a third party such as yourself to do? Yes. But it is doable, and it is legal. And so that can be used as leverage under certain circumstances to achieve compliance. Ultimately, it may require some form of petition for a writ backed up by a subpoena for the hearing. There can also be restraining orders and all kinds of other things. The problem in having the public side do it is that we're asking them, as I've pointed out in the past, to Gorbachev the United States. We're basically asking them to disassemble this vast fiction by which they have everybody convinced that the people should be scared of them. You know, click it or get a ticket. These obnoxious television commercials with these burly enforcers on television being paid by your tax dollars to treat you like you would treat a child, or mm-hmm. like Oliver Twist. It's frankly repugnant to human dignity. But we can use that power of attorney to virtually order anything we would like. And we do have some orders that we issue. And let me make that point in prison extraction. If it was me, I would not petition the court for a writ of mandamus or a writ of prohibition or a writ of habeas corpus. I would issue the writ, or I would order the court to issue the writ. I would place the order into the docket, ordering the writ be issued to the other parties and bringing them in for a hearing date that I would establish with the clerk. I would take right over the court. That would be my perspective. And that would be, if I was in the joint, that's exactly what I would do from inside the joint. They would have to nail my hands to a cross to stop me from utilizing my ability in the library to affect my power over them, even though it appears like they have power over me. So, Doug, thank you for calling, and you have to work it out for you. Marianne in Arkansas. Are you still there, Marianne?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Thank you for being so patient, Marianne.
Well, thank you so much. Actually, it's wonderful, the phone call that Doug made. You've addressed a lot of things. I'm calling about a specific individual who's a friend of mine, Dr. Kennedy. You may know him. I know a lot of your listeners will know. Rick Stanley. He resides in the state of Colorado. He ran for... Pardon me?
Yes, I know of Rick Stanley. I know of his case, yes.
All right. And so he ran as a U.S. Senator in 2002. Now, he is in prison currently. He recently had done his last state procedure, I guess. Now, I'm very unlearned at all this, so forgive my ignorance. But he had applied through the Supreme Court for a reconsideration and have denied that. So
yes. One second, Marianne.
Uh-huh.
a friend of mine spoke to Rick a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that friend of mine consulted me before he spoke to Rick and presented Rick with a pathway, a commercial pathway to follow. And I was privy to that conversation in substantial detail.
Right.
And I know that Rick had very much a defeatist attitude. His answer to everything was, nothing will work. They'll just walk right over it. And, of course, if that's what you believe, that's what the outcome will be. So my friend had a follow-up with him and asked me what my opinion was, and I said, well, first of all, I'll tell you what my daughter taught me, that in order for you to help people, they have to be willing to help themselves. They have to be willing to go in that direction. You can't force it on them. And if not, then you won't be able to assist. But I would suggest to him that from my knowledge of the case, all of his equity procedures and that appeal that he was banking on with that attorney absolutely are destined to fail. That appeal has zero chance of working.
Well, now, in his right letter to me, he stated, you know, the fact that this reconsideration was refused, it really was a blessing in disguise because now he can take it directly to the federal court. You've done such a wonderful job. I'm going to go back and listen in great detail on the archives, and I'm so thankful for John Stadmiller and Sandra and the fact that they do keep these archives up and going. God bless them.
But, that's very nice. Thank you very much for saying that.
And since you've addressed what you have so well, if you could address, you know, in a case where a person has lost time, they've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in defense, and then being away from his business, it's cost him dearly, very dearly. And if I might make a statement, you know Don Nikoloff?
No, I do not.
All right. Now, he's hosted the program for John Stadmiller from time to time, and also for a few other folks on RBN. Now, he's got a new program on another network, BBS, but he's going to address this entire prison system quagmire that we find ourselves in on a program on Tuesday night that I'm going to be on with him. Would you mind my giving you his website and everything and the listeners? So those
Well, you can give the website. I don't think it would be appropriate for me to another network.
Right, I understand.
But why don't you give his website and let people seek out the information?
Okay, that's the reason I ask. And while I'm with him on the program, I'm going to recommend to his audience that they come back and listen to the RBN archives of your programs, because I really believe what you're doing is providing knowledge that will provide a key to many people to extract themselves from a very, very complex matrix, if you will.
But, I like the things you have to say and the way you state that. You're absolutely right. It is a complex matrix. It is made to defend and feed itself, and you're just in the way. So it will do what, just like a hungry animal, it will do whatever it has to do to get its jaws around the grist that it requires to sustain itself.
Right. And, you know, I grew up in a very, you know, normal, quiet, southern, you know, sort of way. And, I mean, you know, my biggest ticket was, you know, crossing a double yellow line by mistake, you know, at 30 miles an hour. And I just grew up respecting the law, abiding by the law. I never gave it any thought. And now I'm coming to realize how complex it can be, how simply, how easily you can be snagged into that. And then once you are, it really takes a, knowledgeable person to bring you out of situations. It can be very, very simple. Well, Don Nicolas, a wonderful fella, and Dr.
Very,
Kennedy,
let
I
Let me
think,
interrupt you one second. That's very true. And the what we believe to be the key at this point, and let me emphasize at this point because our knowledge changes, is not to petition the public venue for the benefit, to remain segregated from it, to waive the benefits and privileges, and then we do have the ability in commerce to be able to refund those expenses that a guy like Rick went through. So stick with me. We'll let you get the plug-in for the website right after the break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Marianne, why don't you plug that website, please?
Oh, very good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Kennedy. Don Nicolas' website is http://www. It is simply directlightproductions.com. And one of the things, and what I want to do is I want to, when I'm on the program, I want to bring very specifically your program that you're doing. This is amazing information. And they can listen by archive and address not just this specific case itself, but address the overall issue of what this prison system, quote-unquote capital letters, is doing to our culture, our society, and the basic building block of our society, which is the family. But it is so, it seems like there is such a profound attack on our quality of life in every respect, whether it's health, whether it's education, or we've got so many now that are going, you know, to faraway lands, Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, wherever, and coming back maimed in body, shattered in mind, and that's our best and brightest. And the ones that aren't coming back from a scenario like that oftentimes end up in a prison system. In fact, I think the statistics show that our nation has more percentages of people who are in prison than any nation in the world.
Yes, and, well, might I suggest that the prison system is a symptom that people have the government that they have permitted to function all these years, and it is symptomatic of the larger picture and larger problem that we face, of course, which is that this is a set of de facto institutions being run without a conscience, because it is a corporate institution and it doesn't serve the men and women as intended that had founded and conceived it. There are much bigger problems here.
Yes,
in the complete confiscation, not just of wealth, but of morality and of dignity of the people that originally conceived of a nation or a group of nations. And that's what happens when fractional banking is permitted to enter the system.
Right. When I'm praying, I often pray for that God will forgive us because we failed to hold elected officials accountable. And so in that regard, the ball ends in our park, our court. But how can you hold accountable elected officials who do things that are not disclosed? And what's been done that's been to our damage has been done in secret. But now it's time. It's the time for the light to come and make manifest everything.
We certainly hope so, because we may have a jaded opinion because we deal with these issues day in and day out. But it does appear that within the last 18 to 24 months, that there is a tide and a groundswell that truly feels like the genie is coming out of the bottle and will not be able to be put back.
And one last comment, Rick Stanley.
We have a limited amount of time, Marianne. So,
Rick Stanley, in his defense, honestly, Dr. Kennedy, I know him to be an aberrant man, a man of family.
And Marianne, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're at the end of the program.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. And folks, we don't know what the outcome will be of the Rick Stanley situation, but it can stand as a lesson to each of you. You have to choose your venue. You have to choose your weapons, so to speak, intellectual weapons, and execute. If you argue with the United States Federal Corporation, you will fail. I know that for a fact. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night and God bless.